Arise then, women of this day. Arise, all women who have hearts. Whether your baptism be of water or of tears,
say firmly, we will not have questions answered by irrelevant agencies. Our husbands will not come to us reeking of carnage for caresses and applause.
Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We,
the women of one country, are too tender to those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. From the bosom of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, disarm.
Disarm.
Disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice.
Blood does not wipe our dishonor, nor violence indicate possession. As men have
often forsaken the plow and the anvil at the summons of war, let women now leave all that may be left of home for a great and earnest day of counsel.
Let them meet first as women to bewail and commemorate the dead.
Let them solemnly take counsel with each other as to the means whereby the great human family can live in peace.
Each bearing after his own time
the sacred impress, not of Caesar, but of God.
In the name of womanhood and humanity, I earnestly ask that a general congress of women without limit of nationality
may be appointed and held at some place deemed most convenient.
And at the earliest period consistent with its objects.
To promote the alliance of the different nationalities.
The amicable settlement of international questions.
The great and general interest of peace.
I never made a poem, dear friend. I never sat me down and said, this cunning brain and patient hand shall fashion something to be read. Men often came to me and prayed I should indite a fitting verse for fast or festival or in some stately pageant to rehearse, as if, than Balaam more endowed, I of myself could bless or curse. Reluctantly I bade them go, ungladdened by my poet might. My heart is not so churlish, but it loves to minister delight. But not a word I breathe is mine. To sing in praise of man or God, my master calls, at noon or night. I know his whisper and his nod. Yet all my thoughts to rhythms run, to rhyme, my wisdom and my wit. True, I consume my life in verse, but wouldst thou know how that is writ? 'Tis thus, through weary length of days, I bear a thought within my breast that greatens from my growth of soul and waits and will not be expressed. It greatens till its hour has come, not without pain it sees the light. 'Twixt smiles and tears I view it o'er and dare not deem it perfect quite. These children of my soul I keep, where scarce a mortal man may see. Yet not unconsecrate, dear friend, baptismal rites they claim of thee.